Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we're shorthanded today, so this current fan host had to either be early or late. I had to find somebody to play. Mike versus Lucius would have been intense, but I thought, you know what? We need a third player. RJ Choppy was able to stick around if we did it early, so we did it early. This current fan host, this segment brought to you by DMS Roofing and the Frankels. 1-800-LAWYERS. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the office of Frankel at 1-800-LAWYERS. That's 1-800-LAWYERS or frankelfirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas. Good morning, RJ Choppy. Welcome.
Morning, guys. How are we doing again?
Good.
Haven't seen you in 24 minutes.
Normally, are you napping at this time? Or are you on your way to a nap?
Normally, at this time, I'm sitting in traffic on 35 North.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations on
There's
not being in traffic.
There's traffic at 1020?
Where, what is it, Woodall Rogers and 35 yeah. meet and you head north?
Yeah.
There's always a bottleneck there until you get past, like, the tollway.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough up there. Well, it is time for this current fan host where we find out who knows their coworkers the best and who's going to leave in shame.
This is a setup, man. This is way too early. You try to knock me off my feet here.
Uh-huh.
Y'all took that L last time pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get me early before my coffee sets in.
Trying to do anything I can to take you down,
Lucius. I see what's happening
That's
here.
That's my goal. Now, you do have to have a buzzer in this game. Mike, yeah. What's your buzzer?
Luca.
Okay, you're not going to remember that. Lucius.
What that deck do?
Yeah, because Mike's is always hey, and if he ever tries to do something different, he forgets his buzzer. What's your buzzer, Mike?
Luca.
Okay.
It's supposed to be my buzzer because that's my kid's name, so I think I'm going to go with
You're going with
Yeah.
Okay, outstanding. And here we go. This current fan host. While Tiger gets it going on 18.
What that Luca. Deck do?
Lucius.
KT.
That is KT.
Dang it.
While Tiger gets it going on 18, Spieth pars the first and is in the light rough on hole two, but still in fine position. Again, doesn't need to shoot a 59, just needs to linger and be in the mix.
Okay, so you don't have to finish the tweet.
No.
Okay.
You can jump right in. Yeah. Yes, yes. And sometimes you can jump in after one or two words.
Is this your first time?
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while.
This current fan host. Find the right one for you here. Love egg rolls. Maybe my favorite appetizer. Mussels are amazing. Sushi's really good.
What did that do?
Lucius.
I think that was, what's your name, man?
Mike.
Mike. I think that was Mike. No. I told you it's way too early, bro.
Mike, what's your guess?
Skin.
Not skin.
Okay, no, I get to go with that when I was next.
You went first, didn't you?
No.
You guessed Mike.
You guessed me. I think he went before me, though. Didn't he say it before
no.
me?
No.
You asked, Jeff said Lucius, and then you're
Lucius.
Like, what's your
you
name?
I think
guy.
You said your buzzer before mine. But anyway, is it Ben?
No.
Okay.
Sahan.
It is Sahan Sharif.
Yes.
Was that your
Sahan.
Guess? Yes, it was Sean Sharif listing off his favorite things at Nick and Sam's, of course. Little plugola there. This current fan host. If you want Jeff Skinner from Carolina Stars fans, I think that was Choppy.
The hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle.
That was the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle.
I would have got that wrong again. I was going to get shippy.
If you want Jeff Skinner from Carolina Stars fans, you need to look at the Canes' needs. They're close to making the playoffs. Their blue line's really good, but they were 23rd in goals scored, 22nd in power play. Think young forwards like Rupe Hintz, Devin Shore, Val, Foxa, things like that.
The Stars seem to be cursed. Kind of like the New York Mets or something.
It's a tough run.
Like, you keep thinking, they're going to be good next year. And they had that one year where they're the one seed, and then they just went right back to being bad again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shut up, Mike. This current fan host.
Sorry. Sports.
Been searching for some Rangers positivity.
Luca. That was Ben.
Yeah.
You don't have to finish the tweet.
I saw that. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and finish the tweet. Talking to people throughout the game in multiple capacities. Good news. Rangers' last two drafts and international classes are regarded as quite strong in the industry.
Mm.
Some patience will be required, though, as they've drafted a lot of high school players.
Mm.
But they've done great. They've done great the last couple of years.
My tweet back to that was this. When do teams admit, We sucked.
Our draft was 10 years.
Our draft was horrible. We signed horrible international guys. I mean, usually you can't even make that comment if it's good or bad for 5 to 10 years.
You have no idea. You can't.
Never have to. So you can't it takes 5 years. You can't and then 5 years from good. Then, you're like, who cares about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
This current fan host. I'd like to know the stats on Kiara Mia searches today compared to yesterday.
Roy White.
Yes. What say you at Pornhub?
I forgot my buzzer was for a minute.
You just made a lot of noise. Yeah, I'm not sure you ever said,
Yeah, I don't think so.
Time for a confession. I looked up Kiara Mia yesterday. Just wanted you to know.
Disappointing.
I did. I never got to the end of any of the videos, though.
Why not? What changed?
Because I got to the end.
This current fan host. I just want to spend the next few days talking about being John Malkovich.
Oh, what that Dak do? Skin wave?
That is skin wave.
What a great movie.
Take occasional breaks to discuss the Freaks and Geeks doc on A&E. That's kind of where my head's at currently. Who's with me?
I am. I love PBS, too, and NPR. Holla at me, Skin.
What's the score right now?
3 for Choppy.
Dang it.
2 for Lucius. 1 for Mike.
That's how it feels.
You feel like
Mike's
you're in
the
last?
New York Mets, apparently, of... Yeah. This current fan host.
I've only got the one that kind of irked me.
This current fan host.
Triggered.
So, 49ers QB Jimmy Garoppolo went on a date with actress Kiara Mia, whose film credits
Luca.
Include...
With that deck.
Roy?
No.
Troy.
It is Troy.
Dang!
Yeah.
I meant Troy. I just left the T off.
Whose film credits include Big Wet Butts, Naughty Nurses, Ketchup and a Camera, and My Stepmom Has Huge T's.
Big Wet Butt sounds awesome.
I don't get the whole Google search that for camera. I don't get that.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Ketchup and a camera. I'm going to look that one up.
There's a lot of weird stuff. Balloon popping, stepping on cars, little micro cars, all types of weird stuff
balloon
out there, man.
Stepping on micro cars.
Yeah. All types of weird stuff out there, man. Shout out to all you freaks.
Weren't those commercials in the 80s the guy would talk really fast?
The micro machines?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, he was cool. I liked him. This current fan host. There's a pickup cricket game near the house.
What that deck do? Shippy.
That is Shippy.
I used to live right next door to that little situation. That's how I know.
They used to play cricket when I lived at Addison Circle. They had a big cricket game. And I watched for probably a total of 45 minutes over like 5 different times and never understood the rules or
how you score. They circle the hitter.
What does that mean?
There's no foul territory, it doesn't seem like.
I didn't know what was going on. I was just watching cricket.
My extent of knowing cricket is watching that movie with John Goodman, King Ralph, where he hits the ball.
Never heard of it.
Oh, that's a great movie. Anything with John Goodman is awesome.
This current fan host. On this day in 2008.
Luca. Oh. Troy does stuff like that.
That is true. The Dark Knight opened in theaters. Fact. In an interview before the movie's release, Michael Caine said he first saw Heath Ledger dressed as the Joker in the scene where Alfred opens the door during a party, and he forgot his lines because it was such a great getup.
So that was a great getup, and the fact that he did that's like amazing acting right there. That's tremendous.
Heath Ledger or the Heath Batman? Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
He embraced the character so much he offed himself. Now, Choppy,
Lord,
I do need to remind you, if you don't know this rule, before we do or don't get to any specific tweets. You can't guess your own tweets.
Okay.
If you do, you lose 1,000,000 points.
Okay, that's fair.
This current fan host.
Okay.
Walk into our room.
Luca, Choppy.
No.
Dang it.
Walk into our room. I throw curveballs. Walk into our room on vacation and somebody's already inside with the exact same paperwork we have showing they have the room.
Oh, crap.
What would you do?
Corey Majors.
That is Corey Majors.
And I only guessed that because I know Corey's currently on vacation.
He is on vacation. Yes, sir.
I want to hear the ending of that.
We did the same thing in Mobile. When KT and I went to the Senior Bowl, we went into a room at about 2 a.m. and there weren't people in it, but there was clothes on the floor. There were Cheetos open by the bed. There were cases of soda. And we walked back downstairs and I was like, I don't know what is happening, but I don't think we want that one. Somebody might be coming back to that.
Like, surely someone's walked into a room and somebody's busy.
Yeah.
Like, on the, like working?
Sure.
Yeah, on the laptop.
Yeah.
working on themselves. This current fan host. Can't ever trust my electric shaver to get through an
what
entire...
What that do? Roy White.
Yeah. Is this Roy White?
It is Roy White.
You guys are hot today.
I'm hot.
You're hot. Roy, it looked like he got through about a quarter of his face with the shaver there. And then he hit some struggles.
Harvey Dent.
This current fan host. Just listening to Notorious Thugs by Biggie with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Luca Skin.
No.
No.
Busy Bones' verse in that is one of my favorite of the era.
Lucius.
Not Lucius.
Okay, what that dag do, KT?
Not KT.
I'm gonna miss everybody. Different song, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
The hint is not one of the first names you would pop to mind when a young Jewish man is rocking.
Luca. Jared Sandler.
It's Jared Sandler.
Ooh. Jared is a big rap fan.
He is.
Big rap fan.
Big hip hop guy. How many neighborhood watchdogs does it take to get an armadillo out from under a car?
Luca Ben.
No.
Oh, I know this one.
With that dag do skin.
No. Okay. And there will be no hint. You don't get the point because it was choppy.
Oh!
You would have had to have done it without a hint.
There's the curveball. Yeah. Watch for the curve.
I remember him talking about that last week, or was it this week or last week?
It was this week. There was an armadillo under the car. We have a neighborhood watch.
And you're watching the neighborhood now.
I'm watching the watchers.
Yes, I'm watching the HOA and the citizens on patrol. Mm-hmm. And there was an armadillo, and my neighbor decided that he didn't want to see the armadillo anymore.
What did he do?
Grabbed a bat.
Oh.
Got rid of the armadillo?
No.
I know. I thought it was a little odd.
With a bat? I would have thought
that was a little too much, man.
I thought their shield would have defended them.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see the death.
Okay.
Is that the state animal?
I didn't see it. I don't know. I have not seen the armadillo since.
If an armadillo ever fights back, you will lose. I was chasing an armadillo once because a buddy of mine, he thought it was always fun. Hunter and my other buddy, Will, they lived in the country. And so if they ever saw an armadillo, they would like to flip it over so it was on its back and it couldn't move just to make it. So it couldn't move. And I was chasing one, and it got sick of it, turned around, and came back at me. And I turned and ran, and it chased me back down the street.
Never corner animal.
Yeah, they're tough.
And wear you out.
This current fan host. Panic isn't always in order over lackluster minor league status.
Hey, Luca, Ben.
Hey.
Obviously, you'd rather players were dominating every level during their glorious ascent. Boy.
But stats don't always tell the whole story in this organization. If you always want positivity in the minor league system, go right to Ben Rogers' tweets.
Shots fired. This current
fan host. I played 13 years of professional baseball. Mike. And unfortunately,
stats matter.
All 13 right. of them at some point were in the minor leagues. It can happen. I'm going to agree with you, Ben Rogers. It can happen that guys don't put up good stats in the minors, and then in the majors, they end up putting up good stats. It is rare. It happens. It is rare. You can't call up 37 guys and say, I know none of them had good stats, but they're all going to do good here.
Mike is on his pettiness. Pay attention.
Yeah, he is.
While Yogi's over here backing out of his Mavs contract, Tiger birdies 14.
Hey.
Oh.
Mike.
I said hey.
Oh, you did? You said the wrong buzzer. You guys rock, paper, scissors?
Let's go.
On three or one, two, three, go?
One, two, three, go.
One, two, three,
go. Bow. Damn.
One, two, three.
Ah, you got it.
Okay, paper. Yes.
KT.
That is KT. Yes, sir. And that ties it up between Choppy and Lucius. We have to go, so I have one more tweet. It's 5-5 to 3.5. This one's for 1.5. So if Mike gets it, it's a three-way tie. This current fan host. Regarding shower law, loofahs and washcloths often end up being nasty.
Luca. Ben Rogers.
That is Ben Rogers.
Oh, man. Three-way
tie. Which is a three-way
tie.
Holy
cow.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Sudden death, this current fan.
Oh, man.
Through security at the airport.
What that? Gavin Dawson.
No.
Yeah. Corey Majors.
No.
Uh-oh. I'm back.
Corey and Kevin Hagelin.
Through security at the airport.
Dang it.
If y'all want to see the shenanigans from Vegas,
what that dag do? Shippy.
For the victory!
Oh, no! No!
two-time defending champion for all of Grand Prairie. Well done, Lucius.
I'll see y'all at Mickey's Grand Prairie. We're celebrating there at Mickey's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.